Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Stuart Last, who's CEO at Audioboom. How are you today, Stuart?
Doing good, thank you, Zach. I'm here in New York City, enjoying some fine spring weather. So thank you for having me on.
We'll start off with Audioboom, podcasting giant, or it's become a podcasting giant. How much of that is due to the pandemic, and how much is that due to your managerial skills?
Well, you know, I think a little of both. We saw some very kind of quick changes in audience behavior last year when COVID first sent us all into lockdown. We saw a quick drop off in audiences as everyone tried to figure out their new schedules. But very quickly after that, we saw a strong climb in podcast consumption, to the point where on Audioboom, we now have around 90 million downloads of our content every single month. So we've made some good progress on our kind of audience reach and connection to audiences. And as you've seen, you know, that's resulted in some record performance for Audioboom in the first quarter of this year. $9.5 million of revenue, that's a record for us. And we reached that kind of milestone of profitability for the first time. So, you know, a real kind of breakthrough for us in the first quarter of 2021, and we have some exciting plans ahead. But I think really the biggest changes in the fortunes of Audioboom over these past few years have really been the refocusing of the business around high quality content and expanding our content and our production operations on top of this fantastic technology platform that we built in the early years of the company. So, you know, we really built out a very scalable tech platform that allowed us to host and distribute audio content. It has ad tech built into it, has a sales unit built into it, has inventory management systems built into it. All of that platform allows us to then add content at scale on top of it. And right now we handle around 8,000 podcast channels on Audioboom, but we can scale that up to 100,000 channels on the Audioboom platform without needing to invest any more into that technology platform. So those two things kind of work together. It's the technology platform that we built in the early days of the company that didn't and wasn't immediately monetizable. Now, as we scale the content on top of that platform, those two things, the content and the platform, are really working well together. It's creating a lot of monetizable advertising inventory for us. We're doing a fantastic job of selling that in a very premium way in the UK, in the US, and increasingly so in Australia, Canada, and some of our other big markets too.
Right. Just to drill down a little bit deeper, everybody's making podcasts now, and maybe it just goes onto a web website. I mean, it seems to be that you've got a platform which aggregates content. But is that just that people have heard of Audioboom and they say, well, I've got a podcast, I'll put it on that platform, and then it will get better reach and it will build the audience? I mean, how does it work in terms of the podcasters and your, what's the relationship there?
Yeah, so I think one big change that we've really seen in the past couple of years is a professionalization of the entire podcast space. So most of the growth of our network that we were doing between 2016 and 2018 was through a lot of outreach and outbound marketing to try and connect with podcasters, bring them into the platform, show them the tool set and the services that we provide, work with them to co-produce content. But that's changed a little bit over the past couple of years. As I said, the professionalization of the space means that those big top tier premium podcasters are now represented by the main talent agencies, those main Hollywood talent agencies, UTA, CAA, and WME. And we've built incredibly strong relationships with those talent agencies over the past few years, which means that they now bring us opportunities. So we're doing less and less outbound work to bring in those new partnerships. And those partnerships, potential partnerships, are being presented to us. So we work with those talent agencies. We put together supporting packages for each of those podcasters. We sign them to Audioboom. We distribute their content. We market their content, grow their audiences, and then we monetize that content for them. So, you know, a big change there, I think, in just the industry moving from a very open creator and hobbyist and enthusiast based medium to more of a professional medium over these past few years, and being involved, particularly in the US market, which is the biggest podcast market in the world, being involved there at a very premium and professional level once again.
So it becomes podcast 2.0 in the sense that maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago, there was a fragmentation. There wasn't really the awareness of what could be done and how it could be marketed, etc. Now people get it. That's just like, I'm doing a podcast. I'm going to put it on Audioboom. It's like the Spotify, you know, people think of your brand whenever they're in the sector. So you're one of the channels that they think of.
We are. And you know, we're really one of the top podcast businesses in the world right now. And in particular in the US again. So there's a Triton Digital ranking service of the top podcast businesses in the US. And we are the fourth largest podcast publisher in the US per that Triton Digital ranker. So we've made some great strides. You know, we are really a leading business there. And we are the leading independent business as well. You know, our kind of competition and our peer group in that Triton ranker are organizations that are attached to much larger companies. So if you look at, you know, our competition, we're in competition with Stitcher, who are owned by SiriusXM, and Liberty Global, a huge multi-billion dollar company. They are just above us in that ranker. National Public Radio, NPR, a number one in that ranker, a huge radio group here in the US. And then Entercom and Cadence 13 are just above us in third position in that ranker. They're another multi-billion dollar radio company with a podcast outfit in there. So, you know, we are doing an incredible job as a relatively small independent company of increasing our market share. We've moved up from sixth to fourth in the last few months in that ranker and really holding our own in this big market.
So basically, the heavy lifting has been done. To summarize, the heavy lifting has been done on the technology platform. The momentum has been achieved, helped along by the pandemic. So that's made you rub shoulders with the stars, let's say. Other players in the sector have another zero attached to their market cap or their valuation. And if anybody's trying to get into the space or wants to grow in the space, it could be the case that rather than, you know, doing it the hard way, they might just knock on your door and say, Mr. Audioboom, let's do something together. So that's where you are at the moment. How scalable is the business from this point if you're going it alone?
The business is scalable. I mean, I think we're only really getting started on one element of our business, which is our original content and our production arm. And you know, these are shows that we either develop in-house within the Audioboom team. We produce those ourselves out of our studios in New York or London. We own the IP on those. We can exploit that IP for touring, for book deals, for TV adaptation. You know, that's an area that we've really only been focused on for the last couple of years, and we're seeing some tremendous success there right now. We just launched an Audioboom original called Dark Air, and that was written by and stars Rainn Wilson from the US version of The Office. And we developed that show along with Rainn very quickly. It went high in the podcast charts when we launched it on April 1st of this year. And, you know, that's driving some very strong revenue through the Audioboom originals part of the business. So we are very much scaling up that side of things. That obviously comes with much higher margins. We control the content. As I said, we can exploit the IP. So it's kind of a key focus for us right now is to grow out our own original content arm. So that's very much a focus for the expansion of the content piece. And as I said before, that work that we do with independent shows and third-party shows that comes in via those relationships that we have with the talent agencies, that opportunity is not slowing down. There is more and more opportunity coming down. We're putting in proposals to work with key podcasts or new partners every single day. And yeah, there's just a really fantastic and strong opportunity out there. And then I think the other part is we're really only also getting started on monetization options. So, you know, Audioboom, as I said, has been very focused on the premium element of podcasting, which are those high-value host reads that are embedded and run natively in the fabric of the show. We do a very strong job around selling those. Those come at it's a high-value $25 CPM, so $25 per 1,000 downloads of that content. And then, you know, we are starting more and more to understand and to build our kind of a second tier and our third tier monetization plans, which are running through the ad technology. They come at a lower value, lower CPM, but they are fantastic at optimizing the revenue attached to each podcast. Those high value units run in the first 90 days that an episode is live. Then they come out of the show and we replace them with new ad units that are delivered via the advertising technology. So that allows us to optimize the entire life of each podcast episode, premium in the first 90 days. And then we can add those new ad units for as long as that episode is live. So we can continue to monetize a piece of content that is 5, 6, 7 years old through the ad technology further down the line. So, you know, we're just getting started, like I said, on the original content piece. continuation of a new opportunity coming in to work with the biggest and best independent podcasts that are out there, and lots of upside still to come on the monetization side as well.
So is it fair to say, just as a parting comment, that you would be, I mean, to understand the company, you could be, or you would be, the Netflix of audio? Is that the right way of looking at it?
Yeah, we're certainly doing the work at back end of podcasting. But I think one kind of key difference is, you know, with Netflix and those other TV streaming platforms, is they are heavily focused on that subscription model. Podcasting has never had the same problems, and audio has never had the same problems as TV, particularly again here in the US. TV cable costs were very high. Archives and back catalogs of TV shows were not ever available. You were not able to view them on demand. Podcasting has never kind of had that problem. Back catalogs are always available. It's always been free to the listener because of the ad revenue attached to the show. There's no real cost there. So those problems that the TV had are not really there. I never see podcasting really becoming a subscription model whereby the listener is paying to access content. So, you know, in one hand, we're being Netflix because we are, you know, we're supporting independent shows and growing independent shows and also creating our own content. On the other hand, you know, I think the medium will remain advertising based for the foreseeable future.
So in a way, you've got an advantage. The user doesn't actually have to pay for the content. So in a way, you actually have an edge in terms of a barrier to growth.
Yeah, and you can kind of see that's helping out when you look at the growth of the podcast listener. Just in the past year, the number of people listening to podcasts has grown by 17%. And then the number of podcasts each one of those listeners hears on a weekly basis has grown by 13%. So those two kind of figures combined, new listeners plus the increase in the amount of content listened, has grown the medium considerably and isn't slowing down.
Stuart Lars, CEO at Audioboom, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.